Thank you for joining. We are Couples with Benefits.
You can call me May.
And you can call me JD.
What's up?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Sorry about that.
My bad.
Been an interesting couple of months.
It's been an interesting couple of months. Yeah. There's really no... We'll get there.
Yeah, we will.
We'll share.
Yeah. We're going to try to do a much better job of getting caught up. So
and posting regularly so that you don't have to wait.
Exactly.
You know. Months until the next episode.
Yeah.
So,
we're also trying to beef up our social media game. So if you don't follow us on Insta, you can. We're starting to try to post there more often.
I love Instagram. Yeah. I love all the... I mean, just scrolling and seeing beautiful pictures.
I know, right?
How can you go wrong in life? You can't. You really can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But we are couples_with_benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy.
Yep.
I think you can find us. Not too hard. So feel free to find us. We've met a lot of really fun people on there outside of our local area, which is fun.
Yeah.
It's nice to see we're part of a bigger community.
Yeah, worldwide.
Worldwide. There's some people when you're like, they don't speak our language. So we have to like Google Translate to see what they're saying.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Pretty cool. They were nice people too. So
yeah.
Even better.
Several nice people. But yeah, so...
So for this episode, we wanted to keep moving on in our journey. We just left Mr. and Mrs. Texas.
Yep. And then 4th of July was coming.
Yeah, so then we're here at 4th of July. So essentially almost a year ago today.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to bear with us as we fill in our blanks, because I don't know about you, but if you can think of everything that happened in a single day a year ago, then more power to you, because that's amazing. We don't have that ability. We'll piece together our experience, but it was fun.
We'll try to capture the highlights, and it was fun. It's always fun hanging out with him.
So we have, actually, this is with our boyfriend and wifey,
mm-hmm.
So our best friend couple. The one we started everything with,
mm-hmm.
They came to visit us because, you know, we're kind of obsessed with them. We tried to spend as much time together as possible now that we're on the same coast.
Right.
So they came to us.
Yeah.
And our first night.
Yeah, we just went to dinner up north, this little town north of us. It's tapas and the big cheese plate.
They have this milk bread.
Give
you this milk bread at the beginning of every meal as an appetizer. You know, you're thinking bread like, what is it? Like Texas Roadhouse? No, I'm sorry. This is way better. So good. Oh my God. The food just continues to be delicious.
Yeah,
we drank
great
too
food,
much.
Great drinks. That bubbly red.
Bubbly
wine,
red. I don't know what
was.
It is. It's
yeah,
like a little
Italy.
Bit of little tart.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been aged the whole way. That's how it's still effervescent. They pull it out of the barrel too soon.
I don't remember that part.
They pull it out of the barrel too soon. Mm. And so then it still has the effervescence because it's still technically fermenting. And that's why it's so... Oh, my gosh.
It was. Anyway.
So we did that.
Yeah.
And then we went to drinks afterwards.
Yeah.
At another little place right down the street. Great drinks. And then we headed home. To play games, as we always do.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it? The whisper game, I think, we played that night.
Yeah,
which is where
so.
You put the headphones on, and the person with the headphones on gets to play whatever music they want really loudly,
yep.
And the other people try to whisper something at them.
Yeah.
So essentially, like, mouth
reading
it.
Lips.
You're reading lips.
Yeah.
But, of course, everything that we did was wrong, very dirty, or, like... Just wrong. And so you end up capturing people saying things.
Yes.
Just in the most hilarious, hilarious ways.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yes, so good. But yeah, so we did that. And then I don't think any of us were expecting to even do anything that night because they had been traveling in and we'd been out and about. But
That was never on our... Thought maybe it was a one-time thing.
Yeah, but...
Who knew? We weren't expecting anything, but it turned into a night where
fun
things happened.
When the wifey wants to get naked, then we know
wifey
it's...
Wifey gets naked. Yeah, she makes a proclamation every now and then.
She does.
She gets to this certain level of intoxication.
Right.
Let's be very frank about this.
Where she's...
Where she just will say, I think it's time to get naked. Yep. She'd do this. I mean, we've known her.
Even before we started playing.
We've known her for 7 years, 10 years. I don't know how long we've known her. Long time. And this is something that she does all the time. Yeah. Like, it just, she loves naked bodies. And, I mean, so you can kind of see, like, obviously we'd get to this point with them. Right. Looking back, you're like, oh, the signs were there.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Makes sense. But yeah, no, at some point she's like, I don't want clothes on anymore. So she just, like, strips down, so... Of course, I can't let her be naked alone. Right. That's not fair.
Right.
That's just unfair. So
and obviously, boyfriend and I are complaining.
I know, it's a rough life. Two wives who just want to be naked.
Right.
I know things are hard for you. Yeah. Ah, pun.
They do get hard.
Look at that. Ah, I
they
love a good
definitely
pun.
Got hard.
My life is so good.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
so
cause,
good.
Yeah, because then we. So I guess we were hanging out in the dining room. And then nakedness ensued. And then we went through it into the kitchen. I think we did a shot.
Probably. Oh, yeah. I think so.
And then wifey decided she was going to, I don't know how to portray this correctly, lay over backwards on the couch where her hips were at the top of the couch.
So, like, where, like, the hard back of a couch.
Yeah.
Like, where the cushions sit.
Yeah.
She was... Like, think about kind of like a child would, like, play and, like, roll over a couch.
Yeah.
She's, like, sitting on the edge of the couch.
Right, and then she laid back.
And then she just, like, falls right,
so
on back.
So then, obviously, I take full force of the opportunity. And then just started going down on her.
Yeah.
And then that's when the playtime started.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So then we took the activities upstairs, and...
We needed room for activities.
Yes.
The couch is... We do have a sectional,
we do have a nice big couch, but yes. We also wanted the music... Well, not that we don't have music downstairs, but... Anyways, we took the festivities upstairs, and our minds get a little fuzzy at this point.
Yeah, this is where I'm not
we
really
definitely,
sure.
Yeah, we definitely full swapped, and we had a great time.
Great time.
Yeah.
I don't... Remember specifics, though.
No, but that's the problem with waiting so long to talk about it again.
But
anyways,
the next day,
we also had fun. The getting down to the good stuff. So we went to the pool, and then when we came back, we had been, you know, drinking at the pool.
Why are you skipping over the pool? The pool was an amazing time. Why are you just, like, glossing over the fact that we literally spent... Like 6 hours.
Yeah, probably.
At the pool.
Yeah, probably.
In our, it was, we had a little, like, I guess it, kind of like a cabana.
Yeah,
kind of. Sort of. Like, we have different sectioned areas in our neighborhood pool. Our neighborhood's awesome. We brought booze and food, and we played basketball.
We did.
Dunked each other. We confused. We've actually... This is my favorite part, is we confused the hell out of people.
Yes, we did.
Because they had no idea...
who was with who.
And I thought that was funny, because one, this is our neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Probably, maybe we shouldn't confuse people.
Oh, well.
But, such is life. But we were definitely confusing, because I can tell you that me and boyfriend probably spent more time together than you and me.
Yeah.
You hung out with wifey.
I did.
And we played...
I even went back to the house at one point to get more stuff.
Yeah.
Because we ran out of water.
Out of food, probably ran out of booze.
Yeah.
And we were there for a very long time.
Yeah, we were.
But
you're right.
It was so much fun,
though.
It
was fun. And playing basketball in the water, that's pretty... Yeah, that was a lot of fun, actually.
And did we create a game? Didn't we create a game?
We did, but we never actually... Oh, yeah, you're right.
I thought,
with the basketball.
While we were there...
Yeah, you and boyfriend came up with this. I forget it now, but you're right...
Something sexual, like if you lose, you get to say what happens later.
Uh-huh.
Because boyfriend is all on board and was like definitely in to play again.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He wasn't sure if wifey was going, not that wifey didn't have fun, just she's still like testing the water. Whereas boyfriend like has already been under and like dunked and like is doing flips off the backboard. Like. But yeah, I can't remember what the game was.
Yeah, no. I can't even.
Something.
But yeah, you're right. The pool was a lot of fun.
It primed us for a wonderful evening.
It definitely primed us. And that's funny because that's going to kind of come up again in different stories. especially when we're talking about wifey, because you got to get her to
a certain level, that naked level,
perfect level.
That yeah. I want to get naked level. Right. Just keep her right there, and yep. There are many doors that can be opened.
Yes, and they did, and we got her right there, and we kept her right there, which was great.
And it was great because it was daytime still, so we were able to be
everybody's having fun and
so much fun. Well, that was the night, evening, late afternoon, whatever time it was, that wifey and I gave boyfriend a double blowjob.
Oh yeah,
on our couch.
That's right.
It somehow started with her wanting to watch.
She wanted to watch you blowing him.
Loves to watch.
She's definitely a voyeur.
She's a voyeur, 100%.
Yeah. As am I.
You are. I'm 100% not at all. Like, there is nothing in my body that makes me want to watch. Weird. No, not weird. I own it. That's not who I am. But she wanted to watch, so I'm like, I'd be more than happy to give your husband a blowjob. No problem. So he's laying down on the couch completely. I am essentially like between his legs. Mm-hmm. With, obviously, his cock in my mouth. She's laying like kind of like a cat on the side of the couch.
Yeah.
On the top.
Yeah, just watching.
Just watching. Think she has
she was
her
even filming.
She had her video she had her phone out so she could video it so she could have it later, which is pretty hot.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were doing. What were you doing?
I think I was also filming.
Ah, okay.
Or no, I was taking pictures, she was taking the video.
I'm a superstar. This plan is what I'm hearing is y'all just love the way I give blowjobs.
Yeah. But then she decided to do it.
Then she decided like, okay, that looks like fun. I should be a part of it. And of course boyfriend gave her the thumbs up, like, please, roll on down. And so she did. So I rolled off the couch a little bit, so I was, not a little bit, completely. Yeah. So I was on the floor, on my knees. And then she was on top of boyfriend. We gave him his first double blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
He liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Not sure what man wouldn't.
I'm going to say that you were probably a little bit jealous.
Maybe
not jealous, but like, envious because you wanted it. Because we definitely did not.
We
did not reciprocate. I'm so sorry. We did not.
It's okay. Spoiler alert, it has already happened. But
it has happened. But it did not happen that night.
No, it did not. That's okay. I was able to take pictures.
And I think that was the night. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I could be wrong. She wasn't really feeling like sexy that night. She wanted to just kind of be a watcher.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm more than happy to play with two very hot men. We told her that she has to tell us what to do. That she was directing the night. Right?
You're right.
That's so she
exactly
was.
What happened.
I thought so.
You're right.
Wow, we talk about it and it comes back to you.
That's right. Cause, and she had her the flashlight on her phone on. She didn't want all the lights on.
She didn't like. She's like,
she
lights
wanted,
off.
Yeah.
It's fine. We don't need the lights.
That's
I will look what I want to look at. You guys can play in the dark.
Yep.
But I have to tell you what to do when I want you to do it.
Yep.
And so we went upstairs to our master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And boyfriend JD and I played.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on the edge of the bed just watching and telling us what to do.
And getting herself off.
And she did get herself off.
On the edge of the bed,
I forgot that she...
You're right, that's exactly...
Forgot that we told her to tell us what to do.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was hot. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, that's her personality, too. Like, she wants to be in control. So, I love the fact that she turned that into this part where she's...
Yeah.
Doesn't have to necessarily be in the sex
she's
mode.
She's not engaged, but she's...
She's still having
involved.
Fun.
Involved. Yeah.
She's involved. So, I wonder if she was taking any video.
She may have been.
Should probably ask her. She has that in her arsenal somewhere. Don't know. Don't know. But that was fun. That was a hot night. I forgot. That was like added. I like to be told what to do.
Yeah.
So
and
that
she,
helped.
She actually went to bed and then
the three of us continued. Until
for,
like the wee hours. Like, I don't know how this happens.
I think it was the alcohol.
I think it's because we went from day drinking to night and we stayed up. So like we had just had, I mean,
Well, plus, your boyfriend and I were going to take full advantage of the opportunity. True. So, that's why true. Not?
I am pretty fun.
Yeah. You are a blast. So, yeah. So, that was... and then the next morning.
That's the first time
you and boyfriend.
Yeah. So, that night... Actually, I had this conversation with him earlier that night. The previous night. Saying, like, we've only been drinking. Like, there's always alcohol. There's always alcohol involved when we play. Which is fine. Like, I'm okay with it. I am aware of what I'm doing. It's not that. I'm not, like, super drunk. But I'd be interested to know what it's like to have, like, sober sex with you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like sober sex is just a little bit different than drunk sex.
Yeah.
So I said those words. And then JD is asleep. It's like, I don't know, 9:30. We stayed up late. JD's still asleep in bed. Boyfriend and wifey are in their room. Mm-hmm. I know they're awake because I can hear them, like, walking around. I'm downstairs because I had let the... We have a dog, so I let the dog out and fed him and fed the cats. And I'm just watching TV on the couch. Like, I'm just hanging out, cleaned up from the night before. You know, doing my own thing. And I get a text message. Yep, that's right. Text message from boyfriend, who's literally, like... 12 feet above me, which is, I think, funny. Text message saying, do you want to come up and play? Do you want to give me a blowjob? Or something like that. And I'm like, and then the next text before I can respond goes, wifey wants to see. And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
I can definitely play. Yeah. I get very hungover horny.
Yes.
Very hungover horny.
You and boyfriend are...
Woo! Man.
I do too, but not to the extent that you and boyfriend do.
Ooh. Hungoverness equals let's just play. Like, let's just
and if
have...
you can't play, let's dirty text.
I did that. Oh my God, yes. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. I woke you up this morning because I was hungover horny.
Yes, you were.
It wasn't awful.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, it was pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was great.
Good sex.
Fuck yeah.
Good sex.
But yeah, so that was the first time you had
first
had,
time I've ever had right. I've ever had so yeah, that was the first time that I had sober sex.
Yeah, with boyfriend.
With boyfriend. So you were still asleep, so I went upstairs and boyfriend and I are just laying on the bed and I'm stroking his cock, just giving him a little hand job. Wifey is maybe laying on the bed. I think I'm in the middle of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's right. And then I'm like, well, are we doing this? Or like, why am I here? We're best friends. I can say these things without people being upset. So wifey jumps off the bed. So she's on like the right side of the bed. I turn over so that I'm essentially spooning with boyfriend.
Okay.
So I'm backed up into him, so we can do, like, sideways sex, kind of. And then just went to town. I mean, it was very, very good. It was actually very good. It was nice to know what that's like sober. And then wifey's there, getting herself off, watching. She may have been videoing that as well. All I know is that my hands are against the headboard on the side, so I can get some leverage and push back. I don't like to be, like, just there being pounded. I want to push back.
Yeah.
You know me.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. All the time. But, yeah. So then we were both very, very satisfied. I think you actually walked in.
Well, because, yeah.
Towards the end because you heard.
Yeah, at some point I heard. I was like, what the hell? Oh,
I'm not necessarily the most quiet person.
Right.
Very. I am not the most.
I didn't know if, you know, wifey wanted to play. She did not. So I think I'm pretty sure it's walked.
You just
right back in the room, lay down, went back to sleep.
I think you did. I think you said, "Can I play?" And we're like, "I mean, not really. Like, we're nearing done." And you're like,
"Okay."
You went back to sleep. So then the three of us, while JD is still sleeping, we went downstairs and laid on the couch. We made some coffee. We made some breakfast. You know, life things that keep you going. We ended up watching Swing, which is... No, it's called Swing. It's called Swing.
Okay.
It's a Showtime show. I think it's on Showtime. HBO? Playboy. It's on Playboy Channel.
Yeah, it's definitely
Playboy Channel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't have it, but boyfriend knew how to find it on, like, I don't know, YouPorn or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So the three of us are just sitting downstairs, literally watching. I think we watched 3 or 4 episodes of Swing before JD. Maybe 2 or 3 before JD woke up and came downstairs. But it's like this weird moment where I think we definitely watched porn with him before. So that part's not the weird part, but the weird part is you're just like, I feel like I know what we're watching is turning you on. Like, yeah. Now I kind of, like, have an idea of what you like, and, like, I can understand, like, when you make comments, like, oh, because I understand what's happening in your brain.
Yeah.
A little bit more, which is interesting. Well, we're literally all snuggling on the couch, laying on top of each other. Pretty sure boyfriend had a hard-on the entire time. I think he owned it. Probably. Totally owned it. Oh, I'm pretty sure wifey is, like, stroking it to, like, just keep it there because it's fun. But we did see one. The one with the pink girl. Pink hair. Whew. That girl's hot.
Yeah, whew. She is.
She turned into a unicorn, and then she turned into an actual house guest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Later seasons. Ooh, yeah. Hot. And then you walk down, and you're like, what are we doing? And you're like, we're essentially just watching porn together.
Yeah. Yeah, so
good stories.
We watch 2 more, and then...
So we watch 2 more, and then, of course, because we are who we are, we have activities. We actually had a reservation to go trampolining. At, like, 1 or something?
Yeah, I think you're right. 1.
Because we thought, like, it's Sunday, they have to leave, we should probably make sure that we're doing things that aren't alcohol-related, right. Or, like...
And for the record, they were leaving on Monday, so we... Yeah,
you're yeah, right. We were but still, to have we're like, let's Sunday. Have, like, a Sunday where we're, like, adults, and we can, like, have nice food, and... Yeah, so, with the being adults, we chose to go to a trampoline park.
It was so much fun, though.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
If you
boyfriend kicked all of our asses.
They are very fit.
We're
not by any means fat, but we are the fat friends they have.
We're the out of shape.
Woo! Yeah. Those two are very fit. They are just, we bounced for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun.
And we thought we were going to buy more time.
If you have never been trampolining, you need to go.
Oh, do it. Oh, hell yeah.
You definitely need to go, but also be aware that you're going to bounce, and then you're going to be like, okay, cool. Like, how much time do you got left? And you realize, like, 7 minutes have passed, and you're like, holy fuck. Yeah. I didn't realize how much it takes to trampoline for this long.
Yep.
But it was so much fun to, like, bounce into, like, the pits, the balls. Yeah, and they had, like, an obstacle course, which I couldn't do. I'm not strong enough, but boyfriend could do it. He crushed all of them.
Yeah.
Like, climb up stuff and, like, swing off stuff. So that's how we ended our weekend.
Yeah.
This great sex-filled friend weekend with trampolines.
Yeah.
Trampolines.
It was a great time, though. And I'm pretty sure we made dinner and steaks and stuff
probably.
Like that, yeah.
That's very typical of us.
Yeah, we do like to cook with them.
So, as usual, that was a really fun experience. We leave the weekend going, well, we're even closer than we were before.
Yeah.
And we had some really good sex.
Yes, we did.
Really good. Never disappointed.
Yeah.
Ever.
And little did we know it would just keep getting better.
I know. Foreshadowing, baby. Right. It's foreshadowing.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, we didn't even think. I just popped in my head. You took some, like, great photos of wifey.
I did.
I didn't even think.
And actually, you took good photos of me and wifey.
I did?
You did.
I did.
You did.
What did I take?
I'll show you later.
Guys, I don't know this. What it? Well, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
You're the one that took the picture that's her profile picture on my phone.
It's a dirty photo.
Well, I mean, it's a very, very cropped picture, so you can't see anything. I mean, all you see is her face smiling, and
is her name still my super hot girlfriend or whatever it is?
Her name, aka my hot fucking wife.
Hot fucking wife, yes. People get so confused if they are ever like, if you're ever in an emergency they look for that, they're going to just
Or if people are in my car
wifey.
And she calls because the name comes up.
Oh my god, that's funny.
But yeah, so that picture is, we're both naked and I'm in her from behind.
Oh.
And I'm standing right behind her. Yeah.
Nice.
And that was when we had just gotten back from the pool, actually.
Boozy pool day.
Yeah.
Boozy pool days.
From that exact boozy pool day. Yeah. And you were taking pictures of us.
Wow, that's not like me.
No, but we took a lot of pictures and video that night.
So many videos. I don't know where those are.
The videos didn't turn out great. We didn't, we're not the best videographers. Yeah, okay.
You know, everybody has self-development.
It's all good. Practice makes perfect. We'll just keep trying.
It does.
Yeah.
So coming off of that amazing weekend and our experiences over the past couple months, we decided that we wanted to put a little more effort into this, that this was fun, and we, you know, maybe we shouldn't keep, lack of a better word,
fucking our friends.
Maybe we should find other people.
Let's broaden our horizons.
We had good experiences.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean, there's high risk. High risk with that. So, we joined an app. I think it was originally called Thrinder.
Yeah, it was.
It was like, it's essentially Tinder, where you get to say yes or no.
Right, but for threesomes or more.
Yes. It's actually called Field now, if you know it.
Yeah, F-E-E-L-D, is that right?
F-E-E-L-D. Yeah. Like, you're playing the field.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I think that's what they're trying to go for, but it's worked out well for us.
Yeah, you throw up some pictures, what are you looking for, where are you located, and it does, like, a geolocation for, it's literally Tinder, but for couples, and there are some single men, there are some unicorns, not many. So we downloaded it onto my phone. I think I even just, like, out of the gate paid for the, like, premium package.
They call
it the Majestic.
Majestic, that's right, yeah.
Essentially, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little worried at first because it is connected to your Facebook. So the only way to get an account is to have a Facebook account. Right, and we upgraded to Majestic because then it will make sure that anybody that you're connected to friend-wise on Facebook will not show up and cannot find you.
Yeah.
So that's what we paid. I mean, it's not super expensive, so we're like, well, let's just see. Let's just see what happens.
Plus, you get to look at the curiosities.
Yeah, that's a fun piece. So you're marking, like, yes or no to people and couples. Other people are doing the exact same thing. And so when you get a match, it tells you, and you can talk to them at that point. But the nice part is you can also see if either you didn't see someone or you said no to someone.
Oh, right, and they liked you.
And they liked you. They come up into that, they call it a curiosity. So it means, well, this person's interested in you.
You might want to take a second look.
Maybe you want to take a second look.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Yeah.
So we did that and
we started talking to some people.
We were talking.
One guy.
There was one couple.
Up north.
I don't remember.
We thought it was a couple.
It was really just him. Really just him. This now. But it was fun. It was our first experience sharing pictures and talking dirty through text message, which I really like that part. I love to get to know someone too. Like, you get to talk to them anyway, just like as a person. And that got us onto another platform, a messaging platform.
Right.
But that was interesting. It was our first step into this world. Foreshadowing again in this episode. It's worked real well for us. Of all the sites out there, and it may just be our demographic in our local area, but it seems that that's the best. Field is the best.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, that actually, the fact that I was talking to someone on Field, and then through the messaging app, I ended up going to dinner, or happy hour. We went for martinis on a Saturday. Because, you know, that's what you do at 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
Well, I mean, y'all had this girl's day.
We did. We have a girl day plan.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Me and a coworker of mine, we'll call her Cherry. She is a hoot. Like, she is one of those people that you have at work who, you know, she's drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
Skinny girl, like, fit. She has a couple kids, but she's just, like, one of those girls that you just know. You put a little, you give her a little leeway, and she's just gonna...
She'll take it, yeah.
Whew, and she's wild. Like, you just can tell, like, she's great at her job, but take her outside of the office, and you don't even know. So, we planned a girl's day. We went shopping in a little shopping center, like an awesome little place nearby. Mm-hmm. And then we were going to go get martinis. Because why not? So we did. And then we had some more martinis. And then we went to another place and had more. And I ended up telling her about Field and like what we've done. And like showing her pictures of this. I never share what people share with us, ever.
Actually, that's been the only time.
That is literally the only time I've ever shared with someone pictures. And some of them were more, like, of us and, like, showing...
Right.
It was our first time. We didn't know. Now we understand that there are rules of the road. That's something that you don't do. Just because I wouldn't want someone doing that.
It worked out.
I mean, so it worked out to our advantage. We were drunk. We were drunk.
Okay, also to preface, I wasn't supposed to be coming home that night.
No.
I had gone up to a car show, and I was supposed to stay with a buddy, but homeboy bailed on me, so... As I'm coming back into town, you're telling me, texting him, or calling him, come pick me up, filling me in, and I'm like, oh well, they're both.
I've told Cherry everything.
Yeah.
So you met us. We had some dinner. We actually had food.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I was starving.
We needed food as well. Another drink.
Oh yeah, and then so then Cherry told me that you guys had been talking.
Yep.
And then at one point
she's a super flirty girl too. She's super flirty. Yeah.
Like handsy and flirty
and has always been this way.
Yeah, yeah.
Always.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So this isn't the first time that I've hung out with Cherry. We'd been around each other several times.
Yeah, we've gone to happy hour before and dinner and stuff.
And
we're friends.
House. Yeah, exactly. So it was an easy transition into flirting with her.
Yeah.
And then at one point she just flat out asked me, she was like, so do you have any dick pics on your phone? I was like, yeah.
What?
Sure. So I showed her and she's like, oh yeah, I can work with that. I'm like,
yeah.
And then we're on a patio at the restaurant.
And she's like, no. Show me a picture. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
So I mean, I don't care. I have zero shame. So I obviously, I would have whipped her out right there. But
okay.
But when she, but her reaction to that, then all of a sudden the wheels started turning, and I'm like, oh shit, this could get fun. Like, this may actually go somewhere.
Yeah, and so then we're like, okay, I couldn't drive for sure. I couldn't drive. I had already planned on not driving that night. I Ubered up there. Or...
No, you drove because you both. Oh, had
I had
cars
to go back
there.
And get my car.
Yeah, well, because I drove all of us back the next
morning. Right.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
And she. She drove, but we're like, you really shouldn't drive. You have a babysitter for the whole night. Yeah. Like, take the night off. Or at least you can go home later. Like, come back to the house. Let's hang out. So let's stop spending
money at the
stupid
bar,
money right? where yeah, we can make ourselves yeah, our yeah, own yeah. drinks at home and relax. And she literally was like, okay.
Let's go.
Cool. And we're like, great. We're just going to go back to our house, have some fun. And then...
As we're walking to the car.
GD's in his... He's in his, like, show car. It's, like, nice. People aren't supposed to really be driving in it. And I'm like, she's never
not
driven
true.
It. Kind of.
Yeah, well.
Okay, agree to disagree. Well, we're walking to the car, and she goes, oh, I got a shotgun. And I'm like, I mean, cool, all right.
No, you legit called her out, which was great because
it set the stage.
So as we're walking up to the car and she goes, no, I got a shotgun. And you started laughing. You said, that's only because you want to suck his dick, don't you? And
she just
looked at you and she goes, absolutely. Of course, at that point, I'm like,
yes, you can definitely get shotgun. So I definitely sat in the back. Yeah. I 100% sat in the back seat.
Yeah, and she's the only one to actually give me roadhead in that car.
Yeah, and then JD got the car running. We got on the freeway, and yep, Cherry started to get
even
him.
Before the freeway, we had barely gotten out of the complex, straight down.
Literally, head straight down.
Yeah, head first, sucked it hard, and she was different than any other blowjob I've
ever had. Explain this.
Yeah, she would... And she could deep throat, which is, I love that part of it. But she would take it all the way down and then just stay there. And then she would just kind of flex her throat and her you know, and do tongue movements and like swirl the tongue around.
So
and it just,
interesting.
Yeah, I'd never had that before. And at one point, not that I wasn't enjoying it, but I'm like, you know, I mean, dude, you're sucking the dick. No, come here. So I grabbed her head. I grabbed her hair.
Ah,
and
you?
I actually started moving her head up and down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I can only
yeah,
think
was,
of so
that
much.
That was a great ride. You know, and not that the car is not fast at all, but I was trying to take my sweet-ass time coming home. And then, when we got into the neighborhood, she...
Cherry wanted to drive.
Yeah, she wanted to drive. And she's like, what if I just sit on you? And I'm like, oh,
okay.
Sure.
So she did.
She did, yeah. She sat right down on top of me. That was great.
Yeah. I'm just sitting in the back going, yeah, this is happening right now.
Yeah.
Like... Although we did not
correctly go over that speed bump and it destroyed the underneath of the passenger side.
But
yeah, whatever.
But what I was saying was that I was sitting in the back seat. I'm watching all of it. I'm just kind of like, your windows are all open because you don't have AC, and so I'm just going, yeah, this is happening right now. And then there's this part of me that also goes, you're definitely okay with this. Like, you're not anxious about this. Like, you're not worried. Like, all right. Yeah. So this is a step in the next direction. Got it. We're good.
Yeah.
Which was a great feeling to have, because
you
never know.
Absolutely. I mean,
again, we like...
When you come to that realization.
We blurred this line once again with a friend that we like don't know which way it's going to go. We're not sure how to handle it.
Yeah. But it worked out. And then... And she's I think she likes to be a dom.
I would say she wants to be in control.
Yeah, I think she
does.
So we get home. And, you know, again, I'd been in a car show all day. I mean, I'd been in I'd probably 10 hours in the car total. Up and back.
Just going to go gross.
Yeah, I mean, and it was hot. I mean, it was, August at that point? I think it was August.
Yeah. It was hot.
It was really
hot here.
Actually, it was. It was definitely. Anyways. Get home, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna take a shower, and she wanted to watch me, so she stood right there, and we talked, and
and then we came, you guys came back downstairs,
yep,
and we played, so we had this game,
I get bored really
easily, and I like games, so I have an app,
we've told them about the app,
maybe we played this with wifey and boyfriend, too.
And,
we may have.
And,
on
and,
July 4th,
and Mr. and
though,
Mrs. Texas.
But I was thinking on July 4th. Whatever.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So we played that app that's like Truth or Dare type of things with her. Because she's like, whatever. I'll do whatever. So we just started chatting. And then one of them would like lick honey off of the person next to you.
Yeah, in erogenous zone.
In erogenous zone. Something like that. And so she got honey and poured it all over JD's cock and
it went to town.
Licked it all off.
Not complaining at all.
Licked it all off. And then I think it came back up again because the app is real quality.
Yeah.
So the exact same thing came up and you licked it off of her tits.
It was me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you licked
that
it off
was
her tits.
Great.
And I don't, it just turned into the, I honestly couldn't tell you how it happened, but all I know is that it ended with her eating me out upstairs on our master bed.
Yep.
Just like so happy. So great.
And she had, and not to play Debbie Downer, but she had told us when we were heading back towards the house before we got
in
the
broken.
Car.
She's
broken.
Yeah,
she was
week.
Broken for that. Yeah, so I wasn't able to fully engage her, which was fine. I mean, whatever. It was still a very, very fun, very sexy.
Yes, it was.
Especially, because we went upstairs, and she had asked if, you know, like, if you were comfortable with girl on girl, and you were.
I'm like, of course I am. I love girls.
Yeah, so we went upstairs, and the two of you went to town. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was more her going to town on you, but that was very sexy, because she got all the way down into, she stripped down just to her.
Her panties.
Yeah, just her underwear, so. Yeah, that was that was fun.
Unexpected.
Extremely unexpected. That was not how the day was supposed to play out. I wasn't even
super
supposed to be
hot.
Back into town.
Super fucking hot.
It was
like
very
crazy
hot.
And like,
hell yeah.
And I think the best part, if we look forward, is it didn't change our relationship at work or friendship at all.
Yeah.
If anything, we were closer.
Yeah.
And not in like a weird way.
If anything, I just got crazy handsy with her when we were out in public.
Well, yeah, but like me at work with her, it didn't matter. Yeah. Like literally, it was no different. If anything, we were just more open with each other. Yeah. But it wasn't weird at all. So no, it was like,
it was great. Yeah.
Thank God. Like, once again, we blurred the line and it's okay, but.
Yeah, that was fun. We have this one brewery that we go to quite often, and she would come with us. And,
yeah.
I mean, hand up her skirt and just, I didn't care.
She's hot. She's so hot.
It's extremely hard to keep my hands off her.
She didn't make me come, though, so.
That's true. I think if, well, we're not going to go down that road, but it was a lot of fun.
You can't tease us. What are you going to say?
No, I was going to say if we had had a round two, she probably would have been able to. Maybe. But we did not have a round two, unfortunately.
Oh, like we did it again?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe I was too drunk. It's not like me to not come.
That's true. That's all. That's very true.
But.
Well, it was a lot of fun regardless.
Still, I wouldn't trade it. It was fun.
Hell no, that was great.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Things you don't expect.
Yeah.
Expect the unexpected.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Brother.
There you
it's
go.
It's coming.
Oh, whatever. So. On that bombshell.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I love reality television.
Yeah.
Love it.
You love bad TV.
God, it's so good.
Yeah. Well, we're going to leave you on that. And again, follow us on social media if you want to reach out to us via email, couplswithbenefits@gmail.com. We appreciate everybody listening, and we're going to try to do this more often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work hard, fuck hard.
Work hard, fuck hard.